Revelation chapter 10. Then I saw another strong angel coming down out of heaven, clothed with a cloud, and with a rainbow on his head. And his face was like the sun, and his feet were like pillars of fire. And he had in his hand a little book that was open. And he placed his right foot on the sea, and his left foot on the earth, and cried with a loud voice as a lion roars. And when he cried, the seven thunders uttered their voices. And when the seven thunders spoke with their voices, I was about to write. But I heard a voice from heaven say to me, "Seal what the seven thunders spoke, and do not write them." Then the angel whom I had seen standing on the sea and on the earth lifted up his hand to heaven and swore by him who lives into the ages of eternity, who created the heaven and the things in it, and the earth and the things in it, and the sea and the things in it, "There shall be no more delay. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he is about to sound the trumpet, the mystery of God shall also be completed, according to the gospel that he declared to his servants the prophets." Then the voice that I heard from heaven spoke to me again and said, "Go, take the little book that is open in the hand of the angel who is standing on the sea and on the earth." And I went to the angel and said to him, "Give me the little book." And he said to me, "Take it and eat it, and it shall make your belly bitter, but in your mouth it shall be sweet as honey." Then I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it, and it was sweet as honey in my mouth, but after I ate it, my belly was bitter. And he said to me, "You must again prophesy against many people and nations and languages and kings."